From early on, Memphis musicians have had no problem making a statement without the encumbrance of words. As a young man, W.C. Handy found music in the wordless sounds of the tapping of shovels as his co-workers wove complicated rhythms to pass the time on the shovel brigade at a Florence, Alabama iron furnace. His musical genius allowed him to distill the sounds he discovered while touring the rural South. The essence he extracted enabled Handy to refine the music he described as not really annoying or unpleasant, but perhaps haunting, into a palatable form which found appeal to new audiences. If not the actual birth of the blues, it was at least the assignment of a birth certificate. Another Alabama-born musical arranger who relocated to Memphis, Bill Justice, gave Phillips International Records, in essence the Sun Records folks, their first national number two release in 1957, with his instrumental called Raunchy. Bill Black landed at High Records after his whirlwind trip to the Heights backing Elvis and was the next to hit the top 40 with a Memphis instrumental. In 1959, Smokey Part 2 broke the top 20 and White Silver Sands the top 10. Sax player Ace Cannon stepped out of the shadows of the Bill Black combo and into the spotlight with his solo smash, Tough, going top 20 in 1961. A few blocks away from High Records' Royal Studio on Lauderdale, the guys at Stax on Macklemore were making sure that words didn't get in the way of a good melody either. On the heels of the Marquis' breakthrough single Last Night, producer Chips Moman was inspired to throw together an ensemble and record a couple of instrumental jams, Burnt Biscuits and Raw Dough. This release was credited to the Triumphs, the name inspired by Chips' sporty red Triumph TR3. Moman played guitar on the Raw side and stayed on the other side of the glass for the Burnt side. Marvell Thomas, brother of Carla, played piano, Howard Grimes was on drums, Louis Steinberg on bass, and Booker T. Jones on organ. This was the first single released on the Stax subsidiary label, Volt Records. After the debut of the first two Stax-produced albums on Atlantic for the Marquis and Carla Thomas, and the single You Don't Miss Your Water from William Bell, Chips Moman left Stax. There was a strong disagreement over money and power between Moman and the label's owners, Jim Stewart and Estelle Axton.
You don't miss your water.
A few years down the road, Chip's legacy would include dozens of top 10 hits and a return to number one for Elvis. Steve Cropper was a founding member of the Marquis and already in the Stax building working for Estelle and the Satellite Record Shop. The departure of Moman left room for Steve behind the board and in the studio, and it proved a perfect fit. Drummer Al Jackson Jr. was already a legend for his work backing Willie Mitchell, and in the summer of 62, Jim Stewart booked him for a Billy Lee Riley session, with Cropper on guitar and the former Triumphs' Booker T. Jones on Hammond Spinet M3 organ and Louis Steinberg on bass. More than once, lightning has struck in a Memphis recording studio when the players killed time jamming between takes. The thunder from this particular strike still reverberates to this day. The backing band was jamming on a riff which drew interest from Stewart, who rolled tape and figured the resulting song, Behave Yourself, would be good enough for a single. But it was the old Now We Need Something for a B-side throwaway, of course, that wound up being the hit. We know it now as Green Onions, but the song and the group were still unnamed when an advance copy was secreted to DJ Reuben Washington at WLOK. He was taken with the tune, gave it multiple spins, and the calls rolled into the record shop demanding that new song folks heard on the radio. The band would be christened Booker T. and the MGs. Former Marquis bassist Doug Dunn would eventually take Steinberg's place in the lineup. And besides their own impressive list of hits, this quartet would be the bedrock foundation for what would become known as the Stax sound. For WKNO, I'm Rob Grayson.